Well, let's get this show on the road. It's the news, according to me. Whoa. Good morning. It is June 13th, 8:11 already a.m. Day's half over already. For those of us who go to bed at 5 in the evening. We have, it is 2024, by the way, in case you're wondering. Still, it's almost over. It's halfway over. It's pretty much done. We have a few things to talk about this morning. Not going to have as much audio as I had planned. I got kind of behind yesterday, and my schedule has filled up today, like you wouldn't believe. In fact, I don't know how long this show is going to be able to go. I got a thing at 9 o'clock, which is 45 minutes away, pretty much. I've got another appointment at 1. I've got another appointment at 4. Another appointment at 7. I've got another one at 9 o'clock tonight, and I got another one at midnight. Most of those are napping times. But other than that, I got a lot of stuff to go to between naps. I have in my cup this morning, I have chai with vanilla creamer. I'm sorry, no, vanilla chai with cinnamon creamer. As usual, and my backup cup is Milo sweet tea, which is actually it's okay. It's adequate. I'm gonna have to make my own tea next week though, because this is not it's not gonna make it. I have a little refrigerator on the boat. It's a gallon jug, and it will not fit in my little refrigerator is so little that this gallon jug will not fit in there. So that just gives you an idea how little the refrigerator is. And also, I just have creamer and some other things in there. Just to give you an idea. So anyway, that's beside the point. I was listening to this thing this morning. If you get a chance, you got to listen to this. It is it's a little bit crude, but it had me laughing one side to the other. Excuse me, I just sneezed. You wouldn't know it because I muted myself. This is President Biden Says Things. It's season one highlight reel by Gordesh Memes. I guess this thing was put out about a month ago. It's got about 200,000 views. I'll play you a short clip here just to give you an idea of what he does. What he does is he plays stuff that Biden says, and he plays movie clips of people saying things in response. And this is this is just an example. I'll play just a. I don't know if I can stop playing it. It's about halfway into this thing, and I've it's just hilarious. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So not only does he play the gaffes and everything that the Biden does, but he also plays the responses from people in movies that are very fitting. I don't. This took some time to put together. Let's play this part here. Just so you get an idea what it's like.
And stop your boast about never being seen at what you can do anything.
Him to do you so much you could do anything.
Hey. I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Is he retarded, you figure?
I told Governor Murphy once, every time I hear the President of the United States look around and say, where the hell is he?
Funny, I was thinking the same thing.
Just gives you an idea. It is... And for those of you who've seen these movies, this is kind of it actually brings back, interesting memories of the whole thing as well. But anyway, it's interesting stuff. Now, onward and upward. Let's talk a little bit about I listened to Robert Gavea yesterday, the entire show, and it was pretty much all on all the issues with some of the Trump cases. And other cases that are going on right now. But one of the biggest things, I guess, is this Merrick Garland issue. Congress has voted to hold him in contempt. And of course, they're going to submit this to the Justice Department to have him charged with contempt of Congress. And of course, that goes to Merrick Garland's desk, and he has to decide whether or not he's going to hold himself in contempt. It's like throwing a fox into the hen house. Now, the one thing I guess that the Republicans are trying to prove here is that there's a two-tier system of justice, and there is someone above the law, and that person who's above the law is apparently Merrick Garland, because he is the law. Actually, you know, and who does Merrick Garland work for? Works for the president. The president is his boss. The president he presides over the Justice Department. It's part of the executive branch. The president is the law. He can pardon anybody he wants to. That's the proof and the pudding. The AG cannot pardon anybody. The president can, because he's over the AG. The structure of this whole thing, you have to understand. It used to be that an executive order only pertained to executive powers of the president only pertained to the executive branch. He has executive power over the executive branch. He doesn't have executive power. The president cannot instate an executive order to close down Congress, in other words. And they're not supposed to be able to have an executive order that changes legislation or that causes us to have to take a vaccine. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Within the executive branch, he can do whatever he wants. He can have an executive order this is where people get this executive order thing all screwed up. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a constitutional expert. I can read the thing. It's pretty clear what it says. All you do is just read it. Everybody talks about it, they never read it. It's one of the things that I think that's where our public education system, I don't know that anybody's required to read the Constitution in school. You know, the most important contract we have with our government, and kids aren't even required to read the thing. They even take a class on it. Every student should be required to do that. Immigrants are required to do more about learning about the history of this country, in my opinion, than most school kids are. I had an interesting conversation with a Jamaican last week. Got to work with this fella, and he was an awesome guy. I appreciate the Jamaican work ethic and just their attitudes in general. It just seemed like a very different kind of culture than what we have in many other places in this world. But I just really appreciated the guy. He's, you know, very down to earth, very hardworking, willing to take jobs, to do anything to make it work. And it was an interesting conversation. Him and his wife both went through the process. Now, they've been in the States for about 4 years. I think he's been a citizen for two or three years. He worked in the country for a while before that. He was on a student visa for a while, getting some of his training, and then they ended up moving here and became citizens. Legal immigrants. And they are fuming mad about what's going on at the border. Just letting people in. It is a mess. And it is not making immigrants in general happy about it. People who stand in line, do the right thing, follow the rules. And he's paying taxes now. And one of the first things he said is, I'm paying for this. I'm paying for all their stuff now. He gets it. And he's not happy. Now, I don't know whether he's a, I don't know if he's a Biden supporter or not. I don't think so. We didn't get into that kind of conversation. I'll try to keep that out of work. But just the same, he's not happy with the immigration thing. Now, I know a lot of people who are, I would say, left-leaning, who don't like what's happening at the border. And if they really knew what was happening at the border, I think the problem is that it's just not in the news enough. And, of course, it gets old. Of course, then Joe Biden goes down to the border and says, oh, look, or somebody like Jim Acosta goes down to the border, stands next to where the fence is, where the wall is. Oh, there's nothing happening down here. Look, it's just normal. It's just a border. Well, because you're standing on a fence. They don't come across where the fence is. Kind of ridiculous hack are these? Just this is the kind of stuff that goes on. It's just, like I said, it's all theater. So we have this issue now. They're ramping up the rhetoric about Joe Biden being around in November now as well. In fact, Democrats are starting to talk about this now. And it appears that Gavin Newsom is one of the favorites. Let's put it this way. He really wants the job. He thinks he deserves the job. He thinks he should have the job. There are other people who think he can win. There are a lot of folks who say that he's got too much baggage. There's too much going on with him. That people won't, people are leaving California in droves. For people who want to say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, that's not really happening, it's just a happenstance. There's a real easy way to know this, and that's just look at the prices of U-Hauls going out of California and prices of U-Hauls going in. They'll practically give you a U-Haul to go into California. Just look at the numbers, their statistics. Statistics will not, you can tell. Rental trucks, moving companies, it's all the same thing. Their population is departing. Anyway, this whole thing with Merrick Garland, what's happened is they Congress wants the actual audio of Joe Biden's interview with Mr. Herr, Officer Herr, H-U-R-R. They want the actual audio, not the transcripts, because the transcripts, what we'll find out, and of course now he's like, well, we're not going to give you that, because whatever, because they're so there, blah, blah. I can't even imitate his voice. It's so disgusting. I don't want to ruin myself. So this guy, and now it's interesting because a lot of people come out now. And I've been saying from the beginning that Merrick Garland is a very deceptive, bitter, evil man. And now it's coming out. Now there's another thing that's also, Mr. Reagan did a report yesterday on General Mark Milley. Through this whole process of who this guy is and that he's treasonous and he's insubordination and everything else. Everything that this guy has done, pretty much, well, that we know of. And then when he mentioned something, and it's like, why would this guy be so beholden to the deep state? When we talk about deep state, we're not talking about a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy theory again. No, the deep state exists. It's right in front of us. When I refer to the deep state, I'm talking about the administrative state, the people who are around in power behind the scenes, who are in positions of power, like James Comey, the people who head up the five, the three-letter organizations that our country is so famous for. All of those organizations and the people who are there, that is the deep state. That is the administrative state. Regardless of who gets elected into office, they're still there and they still wield lots of power behind the scenes. And the way the FBI does this is they gather information on people like Joe Biden and people like Mark Milley. And they will protect you from anything, any of this information coming out as long as you play ball with them. Now, along with the deep state, and what you'll see here is like people like, well, in the way you know this is connected is by the people who work for the military-industrial complex. And the military-industrial complex is not just Halliburton. It goes well beyond that. There are divisions of Boeing and GE and everything else that have a military, they have military bases, they have military clearance, if you will. They have their skunk works, their military contract divisions. So we have this going on, and this is all under the table stuff. So there's these back channels. There's this whole seething group of just corruption going on behind the scenes. Now, along with that, you have Big Pharma and the chemical industry. You have, of course, then it gets even a little lighter division is the food industry. There's all kinds of things like that that are. In the background, running the show, pulling the strings, having all the political clout that they have. One of the things that Mr. Reagan brought up was this thing of, you know, why is Milley so beholden to the industrial complex and to the deep state, military-industrial complex? Because a lot of his decisions that he's made and a lot of things, and he's only supposed to be an advisor to the president. He's not actually in charge. He can't give orders to anybody. He's on the council. He's on the board as an advisor to the president. He can't, and yet he was still going off behind the scenes. And Gorka actually made this comment, made this point very clear the other day about how the things that Milley did, calling China, calling his counterparts in China and everybody else, and then all the other things he did with Afghanistan, the decisions he made, and the orders he had put out to the president. He did these things without the president's knowledge. This is insubordination. And Milley thinks he's a hero for doing it. But why would he do this stuff? Why would he risk doing something like that? And then, his name's Sean. He's Mr. Reagan. He said somebody has something on Milley. And then it all made sense at that point. Now it makes sense because I know. I don't know what to do. I do know, and I'm not going to tell you how I know. I just know that Milley has some deep, dark skeletons in his closet. He doesn't want to get out. Somebody knows what those skeletons are, and they're holding it over him. Thus, he's playing ball with the powers that be, because the powers that be could destroy him. This is the way it works in Washington. I should have known better than to... I don't know why this thought never really even occurred to me. Because this is exactly what this is how the whole thing works. This is what the FBI does. This is why they had the Hunter Biden laptop and didn't say anything to anybody. They just held on to it. They were using it. This is their leverage. They are a mafia group. Talk about racketeering. They give you protection. This is exactly what they did to Donald Trump, when James Comey walked into his office by himself and said, I just want to let you know this stuff's out there, when he showed him the dossier. You know, this stuff's out there. We can protect you from this stuff. I'm not even sure Donald Trump realized what was going on. I don't think he realized he was being shook down at that point. Because it wasn't true. So he's like, oh, okay, well, so that stuff's out there. You're fired, basically. That's what he said. He fired him for other reasons, but I don't think he realized what was going on at the time. They were trying to shake him down, and of course he couldn't shake the guy down because he didn't know what was going on. He's just, that didn't happen. And so I don't know what to do with that. Crazy stories are out there. Everybody knows that. The National Enquirer has been talking about Trump for years. All kinds of wacky, crazy stories. Before he was, back when he was a Democrat. So this is the kind of thing that they do all the time. And they don't just do it to the people who are invisible. They do it to the people who are behind the scenes as well. But if you want to move up in the positions of power. And of course, Clavicle Girl, we call her, Cassidy Hutchinson, whatever her name was. The one who was the star witness. Something to the effect of, he said something to the effect of, no, I didn't see any of this that happened. I just heard about it from other people. Her entire testimony for January 6th commission was all hearsay. And of course, she was their star witness. She was the one who Liz Cheney had to give her a hug afterwards because she'd been through so much. Oh my goodness, it was so hard for her to give us. She was like an assistant to Mark Meadows or something, I think, and all she was. And she, he didn't even know who she was, basically. He pretty much ignored her the whole time. It's pretty obvious that she was only hearing all this stuff from other people, and none of it was true. President never grabbed anybody by the clavicle. Try to get the, well, I'm the president. We're going to go to them. Blah, blah, blah. It's the kind of stuff that they do. Now, of course, Cassidy. Oh, guess what? You get a book deal. You get put on salary. You get put on staff with this other thing. It's this phony little staff thing that they put her on. That she gets a payroll for stepping up and testifying. It's all quid pro bono, whatever you call it. It's this for that. If you step over to the dark side and give your testimony here, you make up these stories and you read this stuff, we'll give you a book deal. Of course, the book deal is, somebody else writes it. And then you go on this little book tour, get paid for all this, and they give you an upfront cash settlement. Give you $1 million up front or whatever it is for your book deal. Because you brought down the president. Well, she didn't. And then we're finding out that the J6 committee destroyed tons of evidence. They destroyed a bunch. And this is, I think, the only reason that the J6 committee was really formed, one of the major reasons, well, not the only reason, but one of the major reasons they made this made-for-TV committee thing, the purpose of it was to have access to all the evidence. They could sift through the evidence and then get rid of it all. And they didn't want the video, any of this, the video stuff, they didn't want it going public. And of course, Tucker Carlson got a hold of it. And they've gone through it and they've found all this stuff and they're still finding things. Now, one of the things that they found, and of course, this was in a documentary, January 6th, that day, Nancy Pelosi's daughter decides to do a documentary on her. How convenient that somebody so close to her would have this, be doing this documentary on her on that day. And one of the things they happened to catch, and I don't know how this got out. I don't know how this leaked out. Nancy's going on and on about what happened. They were in a car and she's wearing a mask and it's really hard to hear her. But I was going to play this, but it's just so hard to hear. Maybe I will try to, I'll try to find this real quick. I'll just type it in here. There we go. Capital January 6th video. Let's see what's this going on here. Yeah, here it is. That's a minute and 21. That's a minute 21. I'm going to find one that's really short because it's a very short statement that she makes. there's several videos here. I guess there's some other things that were going on as well. Interesting stuff. It's coming up. Oh, that's interesting. So we have all this stuff. Where is it at? There's got to be more than this. I'm pretty sure this has got to be the one. This was one day ago, so this is probably the one. Let's play this real quick. I'll just find out what's going on here. Why is it? She's making an admission about this. I'm going to play this here.
National Guard there to begin with.
She's in a car.
They thought that they had sufficient
resources. No, there's not a question of how they have been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
Wow.
So she's taking responsibility for them not being prepared for more. Now, she knew. This is weird because there's so many things behind this. And even Milley was involved in this whole thing with the whole National Guard issues. So the question now is whether or not, of course, this was omitted from the January 6th commission. There was nothing talking about that. And Trump was confronted by somebody in an interview. I think it was for CNN or MSNBC, whoever it was. They were confronting him about this whole thing, about not having National Guard troops there, not having, you know. And basically, he basically said that it was Nancy's in charge of security at the Capitol building. She's in charge of that. She's absolutely in charge of it. The president does not have that kind of authority over the Capitol building. And he offered to authorize the troops 3 days prior to that. Well, there's no proof of that. Oh, yes, there is. There is now proof of that. There are people who have testified to this fact. This is the news media, for some reason, they always take the president at his word. Well, no, that's not true. This is just like, what's her name? Leslie O'Donnell, whatever, what her name is. Leslie Stahl, she was interviewing the president, and he was saying this stuff about what happened, about the laptop and about some other things and about the election and all. Okay. And, oh, no, sir, no, I can't allow you to say that. That didn't happen. There's no evidence of that. Well, now there is, and you won't hear an apology. You will not hear an apology from these people. They never apologize, and yet they expect you to. And as soon as you apologize for doing something that they don't like, then they put you in the can. That's their opportunity to pounce on and pile on and destroy you completely once you apologize. Now, there's this, that has been the case many, many times. So this whole thing with Merrick Garland, I'm all over the place this morning. This whole thing with Merrick Garland, back to him again. He basically doesn't want these tapes of Biden released because they will prove that they manipulated transcripts. They omitted a bunch of stuff. And secondly, the cognitive state of the president. Now, I think that he tried to be there's some of this, you have to wonder if you're being played. There are parts of this that's like, is he acting, trying to act like a doddering, stupid old man so that people will, because it's endearing? Maybe they think it's, people feel sorry for him, is it that he really is that way? And they're trying to cover it up. This is, these are big questions. So, folks, that's kind of what's going on. I'm just going to leave it at that. The main thing that we have going on right now is this turmoil. Now, at the same time all this is going on, Russia is ramping up their nuclear rhetoric. And this whole thing with what's going on down in Cuba, by the way, that's not a issue. It's a nuclear powered sub, probably doesn't have nuclear weapons on it. It's a very noisy sub. We know exactly where it's at, what it's doing. The destroyer. In fact, they sent a tug along with these military ships because if they break down, they can get them back to Russia. It's kind of a joint exercise thing. It's really pretty benign. It's not an issue. However, it could be done as a distraction while they're doing something else. I never know what's going on. So, folks, God bless. Keep praying for our nation. Pray for each other. I will talk to you tomorrow morning for sure. Pretty sure. God bless.